Passo la parola, there is one significant word, Surakumbham. Everything is washed very nicely. If you go to the river, you can wash very nicely. But just see how much infectious is liquor, that is, any pot or any bottle which are filled up with liquor, they cannot be purified. This is very severe. How much condemned is liquor? Because a pot was filled up with liquor, you cannot use it for any other purpose. It is lost. Even if you wash it very nice, no, it will not yet finished. Similarly, there are many processes of purification. They cannot be as useful as Bhagavad Bhakti. Bhagavad Bhakti is so nice that Krishna says that you surrender to me, sarva-dharmān parityajya, and immediately you become immune from all reaction of sinful activity. Immediately. Sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saranaṁ bhaja aham tvā sarva-pāpebhyo mokkhasya. Bhagavad Bhakti is so strong. In many places it is stated, in the sattva, dharma sthana sthita pungsana vishrakshina kathasa jat nutpadaya dhiratin jivi samaya vaikeva. So, there are different varieties of religious system. But if you execute your particular type of religious system very perfectly, but the result, if you do not become attached to Krishna, your love for Krishna is not heightened, then simply by performing such ritualistic ceremony or rules and regulations of your religious system, if you do not become, develop yourself to love God, then it is all useless for itself. There is no way. That is the test. How to become, how to advance in loving service of the Lord. That is, then you are religious, you are philosopher, you are great man, you are everything. Otherwise, if you do not have your dormant love for Krishna, for God, then all such labor is used. Tadmaskana chitapam sam pusha viskatsena kathasa ja nutpadayate. By performing religious ceremony or following religious principle, the test is how one has become advanced in the loving service of the Lord. This is it. And his example is very strong. That Surakumbham Vibhava. Surakumbham, the pot which contains liquor, it cannot be purified. That was so strictly prohibited for liquor. So, Sakit Manat Krishna Padar Vindu Nindayo Niveshitanat. तद गुणराग जयगृह नती जमंग पास भितस्त भगवता सप्ती पिपस्कंति इचिन्न निस्कृत दैट रूप गोस्वामी हैज रिकमेंडेड दैट समहाउ और अदर यू बिकम कृष्ण पास जेन तेन प्रकारेण Mana Krishna Nivesha, that is the recommendation of Rupa Goswami. Somehow or other, you engage your mind in Krishna. Then your life will be successful. Somehow or other, do anything, but you remember Krishna. That is instruction in Bhagavad Gita. Yuddhasya mam anusmara. You fight at the same time. You remember me. How it is possible? I am busy and I have to remember Krishna. Sometimes this argument is put forward. But that argument is not strong. Rupa Goswami has given a very nice example that a woman, if she is attached to some man and she has a fixed up time to meet the man at some place or at some hour. So, she may be engaged in household affairs very busily, but she is expecting when that hour will come. This is a very factual example. The mind is there when that meeting will take place. Similarly, you can remember Krishna. It is a crude example. But it is possible that you be busy in so many ways, but at the same time, you can remember Krishna. That is what. That is Krishna consciousness. We have no objection. You do business, you do this, you do that. But if you can always remember Krishna, then your life is successful. It doesn't matter. And if you Remember always Krishna, that means you are becoming purified. You are purifying it. That is the way. Prayaschitta and other things, they may be temporary. That is, we are discussing this point. The real point is that Narayana Paramukha, without thinking of Narayana or Krishna or Vishnu, no other method will be able to purify. There are many places. Vitarāga bhayakkhoda, manmana. What is that verse? Vitarāga bhayakkhoda, māmupāsita. The simple process to become purified. And that simple process is this chant. Chanting Hare Krishna, this name Krishna is reminding me. I must hear, and I must chant with the tongue. Then you keep yourself always in Krishna consciousness. Our method is very simple. It doesn't require much education, or to become rich, or become beautiful, or become to take birth in high family. No. In any condition. If you want to chant Hare Krishna mantra, there is no impediment in the world. You can walk in on the street, you can chant Hare Krishna. That will keep you purified. No other thing. This is the purpose of this verse. Prayaschittani chinnani narayana paranamukha nanuspunti rajendra sudakumam lapayam. So, this purificatory process, bhakti means purificatory process. We are impure. Because we are impure, therefore we are undergoing so many tribulations, so many miserable condition of life. Otherwise, we are spirit soul, anandamaya bhyasa. Our position is anandamaya. Anandamaya, this is the Vedanta Sutra. Anandamaya, by nature, spirit soul is anandamaya, always full of joy. You see Krishna? Krishna is full of joy. Always you see pictures of Krishna. Either he is playing with the cowherd boy, or either he is killing some demon, he is laughing, very sportively he is killing. And what to speak of him is the gopi and Radharani. Because he is Sachidananda Vigraha, always full of happiness and bliss. And we are also part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore our position is the same, maybe in a small scale. The position is the same. Anandamaya Vyasat. Anandamaya. So why you should be morose? Why you should be unhappy? Because we are now at present moment covered with the sinful reaction of our life. So if we purify ourselves, tapasa brahmacharyena, we have already discussed, or that we will discuss it. The human life is meant for that. Purify. Don't keep yourself unclean. Purify. Then you regain your original spiritual life. That is the only business. But unfortunately, we are not interested in purifying, but we are interested to be more implicated by being impure. A diseased man, if he is to cure, to be cured, he must follow the rules and regulations as prescribed by the physician. And if he does not follow the rules and regulations, whatever he lacks, he does, then the disease will increase. Disease will increase. We shall be careful to follow the rules and regulations. And another complaint I was hearing, that we are not taking prasadam, especially the grihasthas. No, that is not good. You should take prasadam. Krishna vara dayamahai, parivare jivha jaya sap prasadam na vilabhai. Chai prasadam na pao, radha krishna guna kao. Premida ko chai tandani. Krishna vara dayamahai, our tongue is the greatest enemy. Paramadde jivha vati lobomai sudhunvati. The tongue is the greatest enemy. And if you can control the tongue, then you can control all the senses. Otherwise, tongue will dictate, give me this kind of food, give me this kind of food, and if you don't take prasadam in the temple, then our tongue will dictate, now we can prepare some nice food, let us take it. And that will not help us in our Krishna consciousness. Whatever Krishna, Krishna Maradhava, Purivari Jiva, Krishna Prasad means to control the tongue. Our main enemy is the tongue. In another place it is said, Sivan Mukhihi Jivhado Swameva Surakat. God realization becomes by keeping the tongue engaged in the service of the Lord. Sevan Mukhi Jivha. The tongue has to be, first of all, engaged, not the hands and legs. So I have to serve Krishna. So yes, I'm ready, and expanding my hands, I'm going there. But Shastra says, no, not your hands and legs, but your tongue. This is all. First of all, engage your tongue. This is your punishment. How can you have the tongue? If I have to serve, I've got my hands and legs, my eyes and hands. No, Shastra says, tongue. This is very peculiar. Devan Mukhihi Jivhado Swameva Surakpada. If you engage your tongue, then how to engage my tongue? What is the business of my tongue? Two business only. To taste or eat and chant. Chant Hare Krishna with tongue and take Krishna prasadam. He'll conquer Krishna. This is the program. Sevan Mukhihi Jivhado. So if you do not control your tongue, if you feel inconvenient in taking prasadam, that means you are not making progress. This is it. This is the formula. Sevan Mukhihi Jivhado Swameva Surakpada. So in our other branches, all the devotees, they stick together, prasadam. That is nice. Why one should be not liking to take prasadam in the temple? What is the fault? No, this is not good. Everyone should take prasadam. You see, still, if you go to Jagannath Puri, even outsiders who go there, they do not go strictly. They don't know. They purchase prasadam. And if you go there, 1,000 men, because their pilgrims are coming, there is no. You get immediately ready prasadam, purchase prasadam. The Jagannath Puri still. And there is no such thing as infection. I am taking your prasadam, remnants, whatever is left, I am taking. Even if you are outcast, if you are not Brahmin, still there is. Because prasad is transcendent. It is not a material thing. So one must have faith that it is not material. It cannot be infected by any material things. In this way, prasadha. It is called prasada seva, not prasad ignorance. Deva means giving service. Prasad is as good as Krishna. that the prasad should be respected as good as Krishna. As soon as one gets prasadam, immediately he touches and he says, because it is Krishna, absolute. In this way, we have to be trained now, as it is prescribed in this first verse. So, those who are attached to Krishna consciousness movement, and those who are attached in the sadhis, they should take prasadam, first-class prasadam. Everyone likes the taste of the prasadam. I used to go in my household life to take prasadam in the temples and pray them. I used to do that. I used to go especially in Srirampur. There are two temples, one of Jagannath and one of Radha Vallabh. So, it was very nice. On Sunday, I used to go to take prasadam. So you should be habituated to prasadam as far as possible. Unless you are very sick, you cannot take, that is different. Otherwise, you should take it. Sevan mukhi jivahadu. Then, we remember Krishna, and that will keep us fit and immune from all infection of material, miserable condition. So, prayasuttani, because Narayana Paran, Narayana Parana Mukho, and Narayana Paran, they are the opposite. One is Narayana attached to Narayana, and one is detached. So Narayana detached cannot be purified simply by performing or executing the ritualistic ceremony. That is the verdict of this. Thank you very much.